tea towel. And in the bathroom, you have the larger
bath towel.
And a smaller one in the bathroom?
Hand towel.
And in the, for washing your hands and face?
Face cloth.
And the water comes out of the
faucet.
And on a barrel, the water comes, the liquid comes out of the
spigot.
And on the side of a house, the water comes out of the, call it, where you hook the hose up.
Well, it's a faucet or a cock, water cock.
Driving horses, you might use a
whip,
and something shaped like this for pouring sugar, let's say from a larger, or salt from a larger container into a smaller one.
Funnel.
Went to the store and bought a dozen oranges. The grocer might put them in a what?
Bag.
And then if you had two or three bags, and you might put them into a larger container for carrying around, what you call that? Thing with two handles on it.
Shopping bag.
Dry cleaning is covered with a what? What do you call it? Dry cleaning comes back. It's covered with a suit, for instance.
A bag.
And one made of cloth, perhaps for potatoes.
Well, that has always been a moot question. It'd be a sack or a bag. I would call it a bag.
And an electric sweeper used on rugs, for rugs?
Vacuum cleaner.
How would you describe a potato sack, for instance, or potato or bag? How would you describe it? And what is that material? What would you call that? What kind? If there weren't potatoes in it,
well, you mean a large bag that holds
That sort of thing.
Bushels.
Yeah,
a jute bag.
And now a large container. About this, perhaps about this tall. The crackers, they used to have crackers in them in stores a long time ago. Or salt and sugar. Or beer.